This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of over 56% was recorded up to 3 p.m. in the third and last phase of assembly polls today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters are seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to franchise. The voting began at 7 a.m. at all the 5,060 polling stations across 40 assembly segments of the 7 districts amid tight security. These districts are Jammu, Kathua, Samba and Udhampur in Jammu region and Kupwara, Baramula and Bandipura in the Kashmir Valley. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally today at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal districts near Faridabad and highlighted the achievements of the BJP government in Haryana. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi today. After the talks, India and Jamaica exchanged memoranda of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence the Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as their engagement with the entire Caribbean region. The Prime Minister said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the country has moved towards self-reliance in the defence sector and now is counted among defence exporters in the world. The Defence Minister was addressing the 277th Annual Day of Defence Accounts Department in New Delhi. He also appreciated the department for adopting the latest technology in its working. India's total estimated employment in manufacturing industries showed a robust growth of 7.4% in the fiscal 2022-23 over the previous year. According to the latest data by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the employment rose to 1.84 crore in 2022-23 from 1.72 crore in 2021-22, the highest ever increase in the sector in more than a decade. The top five states employing the highest number of persons in this sector were Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today conducted an aerial survey of flood-affected areas of the state. After taking stock of the situation, Mr. Kumar held a meeting with officials and directed them to intensify relief work and other basic amenities. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry today. India's Parth Rakesh Mane won a double gold in the 10-meter air rifle and the men's team events in the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation Junior World Championship at Lima in Peru. India's third gold of the day came when Gautami Bhanot, Sampavi Kshirsagar and Anushka Thakur won junior women's 10-meter air rifle team event. India continued to lead the overall medals tally at the championships with 5 gold medals to their credit. In cricket, India have clean sweeped the 2-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. Tracing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in their second innings on the last day of the second test. Earlier, the visitors were bundled out for 146 runs, taking a lead of 94 runs after resuming play at the overnight score of 26 for 2. And with that, we end this news bulletin.